Torts, when Matt Calvert was hurt a couple of weeks ago, he's the kind of guy that you can kind of forget about. I'm talking about as a fan. But as a coach, I'm sure you never do. And the way he played in Calgary the other night is probably a good example of why you never do, isn't it?
He's a guy, as I've said to you many times this year, I'm always looking for him in all situations, offensively, defensively, last minute, penalty killing. The only situation he doesn't get involved in right now with us is our power play. When he was out, we missed him sorely.
Now, William Karlsson also had two goals in that game against Calgary, and he's just like Matt Calvert. They play so much defense. They do so many things responsibly there. Is it nice for you to see them get points?
Yeah. Bill has talent. They both do. And I think their strength is their play away from the puck. It's our job as a coaching staff and also on their shoulders to push themselves a little bit to try to score some big goals. They did the other night. It was probably our best line as far as creating chances. Didn't create a whole bunch. But that's all part of it. We're asking Winnie, who's a really good offensive player, to play real good defense. And so it goes hand in hand. These two guys have been very consistent for us.
And you're still trying to feel out guys from a shift-to-shift basis. Brandon Saad wound up on a line with Gregory Campbell before that game was over. Do you come back with that today, or do you kind of reshift everything?
Well, Saad is one of our top players. He's coming back with he'll be with Winnie and Hartsey. One of our all-star, he just wasn't playing well, and other guys were going. Nick started on that line. I gave Nick a chance up with them. We didn't have much offense, and I wanted to try something different. But we'll go back to the same lines to start the game and see where we go.
I'm not making an excuse for him, but he was the guy that went to Nashville and then flew to Edmonton and then was playing back-to-back at the end of that trip. Can that take a toll?
Sure. I mean, and he didn't take the practice off. You come back from an all-star trip, you don't have to practice the first day. He came on the ice with us. So, again, I'm not running him down, but he just wasn't effective at a point in time. I just changed and to see if we get some offense with that top line.
When Sergei Bobrovsky and Curtis McElhinney both went down, you knew you had two young goaltenders. You could look at Jonas Korpisalo as a 21-year-old goaltender. Looking at him now, age isn't even a factor, is it?
Yeah, he is certainly shown us each day as he prepares and just how he looks in the net. Forget about what he's doing as far as results, but just how he plays. There's not a lot of extra movement. Doesn't seem to be any nervousness at all. And I think our team is playing off of him. He's playing so well. Your players play off your goalie. So I think there will be along the way as amount of games he's played, there'll be a struggle here and there as all goalies go through. But the biggest point I see out of him is the way he bounces back mentally. So it's really good stuff.
Strangest thing will be a homestand. There really hasn't been one of these throughout the course of the year, and you're looking at five in a row at home now.
Yeah. We have some practice days in between. A little concerned about this one. When you come off that trip from out west, you come back home, your team tends to be a little slow. We're putting them on the ice instead of an optional skate this morning just to try to get the cobwebs out, and hopefully we'll play with some energy here playing against a real good Islander team.
George, thanks. Good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.